American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another, and don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation, but then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano, and you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof, while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather appointed seats are available features.
The Chicago Bears are bringing back a veteran, but it's probably not the one that you're thinking. Tevin Jenkins and Nate Davis makes Pro Football Focus's list of top NFL guards, but we're also going to talk about why Nate Davis may be losing his starting position. We're going to get to all that plus more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bears Central, your number one place for all Chicago Bears news and content.
What's going on, Bears fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bears Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. I'm the host here, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Shy Bears Central on every social media platform we happen to be on. Let's go ahead and get into it now. So I want to talk about a couple of things. First off, the Chicago Bulls are expected to re-sign Mercedes Lewis to the team. This is a veteran player who's coming in. He was the third tight end as well last year behind Robert Tonyan and Cole Kmet. This year he's going to be behind Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett. But this is a guy who's been around the NFL forever. He's going to be going into his 19th season in the NFL. He was drafted in 2006 by the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I wonder if he's trying to make it to 20 seasons. Is that what he's trying to do? But he was signed to a one-year deal last year. He totaled over that time 4 catches for 29 yards and one touchdown. And he still was one of the best blocking tight ends in the game of football. And so the Bears bringing him back with how Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett are, especially being able to receive the ball, you know, especially they're both solid as well in the blocking game. But you're bringing in Mercedes Lewis to add some depth there if needed and things like that. It's not bad. You're bringing in a veteran voice, a veteran presence. We know we can use as many veterans on this team to help protect rookie quarterback Caleb Williams. So that's just how I look at it. I know a lot of kind of Bear fans were expecting or maybe still thinking that Yannick Ngakoue could be a veteran signing by the Bears, and he still very well could, but they're deciding to bring back Mercedes Lewis, and I have no negative for what Mercedes Lewis is at this point in his NFL career. I mean, he's still productive as far as blocking. You know, if you do need to use him in some passing downs, you can, right? You know, and throw some passes towards him. But it's nothing to I don't want to understate it. I don't want to overstate it. It's a solid veteran signing that's going to be able to help protect our quarterback and be versatile. That's it. He brings that. You know, especially when you're changing offensive schemes and systems, you want to try to bring in as many veterans as possible, because veterans, especially ones that understand and know their role and their job, just seem to execute and they make everything easier on people. So bringing back Mercedes Lewis, not mad about that at all. The Bears are re-adding him. With that said as well, the Bears have been by NFL.com named as the most improved team heading into 2024. And for people who are actual Bears fans that have been watching this team, there should be no surprises about that at all, right? It makes sense when it comes down to it. The Bears are a drastically improved team. We're a team that still, you know, we got to prove it. And that's the thing that I keep going back to, is that no matter what we talk about, what this team is and how it looks, we have to continually improve. And we'll prove it. We have to prove what we're going to be this season. And so being named on lists like the most improved team, when you look at the way that we've overhauled our offense, it makes sense, right? And in this article, them saying this, the Bears came into this offseason with high expectations, and they delivered in all ways possible. They traded quarterback Justin Fields to Pittsburgh instead of giving him one more year to prove himself. They added veteran help on offense with running back DeAndre Swift, wide receiver Keenan Allen, and tight end Gerald Everett, and also signed blossoming quarterback Jalen Johnson to an extension. Of course, the home run came in the draft by taking quarterback Caleb Williams first overall and wide receiver Romo Dunze 8 picks later. The Bears now have an offense that could become the most exciting in franchise history. This is a team that saw the defense grow considerably in the second half of the season. If Williams can make an immediate impact, which he needs to do, the playoffs are a real possibility for this bunch. Love that blurb, because it's all facts, right? The Bears defense and how they ended the season, if that wasn't just a glimmer, if that wasn't just a bright spot, and that is how and what they're going to build off on coming into the season, right there, that brings so much improvement for the Chicago Bears because the defense started off almost in the toilet. Then you look at the offensive side of the ball, bringing in Shane Waldron first as your offensive coordinator, going out there and getting Keenan Allen and trading for him, DeAndre Swift, Gerald Everett, Cole Kmet coming off a career year, DJ Moore coming off a career year, right? Rome Odunze, Caleb Williams, as your rookie picks there on that offensive side of the ball, they're going to bring a lot, right? So we have a deep wide receiver room. We have a deep running back room. We have an offensive line that still needs to prove some things. There's no doubt about that. That's probably the biggest question mark right now outside of the rookie quarterback, Caleb Williams, because some people are just going to naturally have huge questions about a rookie play caller. But outside of that, listen, the Bears have improved drastically on that offensive side of the ball, and Shane Waldron and him calling and being a little bit, being a lot more creative in the way that he calls and draws up his offense isn't a hugely important part too. The strategy part of the game of football is something that I'm really excited to see about this Chicago Bears team. Shane Waldron has already talked about using the depth that they have at that wide receiver to explore mismatches, right? To take advantage of mismatches. And we just didn't have an offense that performed at that level to take advantage of it, whether you look at it at coaching or whatever else, right? You have replaced, for example, Darnell Mooney with Keenan Allen and Equanime St. Brown with Rome Odunze. That is a huge upgrade, right? So the Bears have all the talent in the world. And to hear that, you know, some the NFL.com is looking at it and saying that we can have the most exciting offense in Chicago Bears history, that's an absolute fact. Now, they got to go out and prove it. And I'm always going to say that no matter who it triggers, that you got to go out and prove it. Ain't nothing won on paper. Ain't nothing won on having good guys, right? You got to have the performance out there. But this is a Chicago Bears team that's coming in with expectations. And playoff, it shouldn't just be a real possibility. That should be the goal of this team, is to make the playoffs. Now, that's not just saying that it's going to be only Caleb Williams that gets us there. It's because of also that defense. And you look at returning about 96-97% of the starters on that defensive side of the ball. The veterans that we did add, Kevin Byard, is going to be hugely important to this team because he is an improvement over what Eddie Jackson brought last season. Fortunately, because we got the improvement there. So, you know, and the growth, Jalen Johnson getting this deal, picking up on where he left last season off, the growth from Tyreek Stevenson, and Kyler Gordon being another year in the nickel, right, and understanding how he thrived in that last year. The expectations are there. And yeah, the Bears should come into the season looked at as the most improved team from the offseason, but we got to prove it. And that's going to come down to a lot of things. Me and C-Dub talked about it on yesterday's live stream, the best and worst case scenarios for the Chicago Bears heading into the 2024 season. And of course, injury is something that could really derail the season. But overall, the offensive line play, the trenches play overall, is something to look out for. Yes, we got Montez Sweat on the end. We know what he can do. But what else do we do on that defensive line? How much does Javon Dexter step up in his sophomore year, right? What do we get as far as performance-wise out of that other edge position? So it's things like that. The linebacking core, a year of continuity. So there's a lot of reasons to be excited, and I'm glad to hear that the Bears are starting to get their respect as far as being listed as that. That's all you can do as of right now. It's up for the Bears to show it once the pads are on, even though the pads have technically been on in practice already. But once the pads are on and you're playing against other teams in real games, how much does this improvement that you've made on paper, this improvement that you've made in personnel, how much does that translate to wins for the Chicago Bears? That is the most important thing of all of this, is the improvement. And one of the things that we need to see huge improvement for from the Bears next year is the offensive line. But with that said, Tevin Jenkins and Nate Davis, we've been going through this. They both ranked in the top 32 guards in the NFL, which with Nate Davis and his performance in the 11 games that he played kind of being up and down, maybe a surprise to some. It was a surprise to me. Tevin Jenkins being there doesn't surprise me, because when he's healthy, he is one of the best linemen in the game of football. He ranked out as 16th in that list. And then you had Nate Davis, who came in at, where did Nate Davis come in at? 26th on that list did Nate Davis come in at. And I think that kind of shows where he is as well in the expectations. We'll get a little bit more into Nate Davis and his role next season for it. But when you look at PFF, they talk about the injuries. That's always the thing that sticks out about it, saying injuries have slowed Jenkins since he was drafted by the Bears in 2021, with the former second-round pick playing no more than 13 games in the season since his rookie year. Despite that, Jenkins has shown real potential, earning an 80.7 PFF overall grade in 2022, a 72.6 mark in 2023. Jenkins allowed just 17 QB pressures in 12 games in 2023 and a 71.7 run blocking grade, ranked 11th amongst guards. His game is predicated on violence upon contact, and it'll continue to be that way as he asserts himself as one of the better guards in the NFL. And let's keep in mind, Tevin Jenkins has played multiple positions for the Chicago Bears on that offensive line. And it's just when it comes down to being healthy for Tevin Jenkins that is going to always be the thing we talk about with Tevin, is health, health, health. If this man can stay healthy, he is going to be one of the most dominant offensive linemen that we have had for the Chicago Bears in a while. That's just the biggest thing with him. Can you be and stay healthy? And if you can, that's what we need from you, man. That is just what we need from this. And so, you know, hopefully Tevin Jenkins has a year that we look back as a bounce back year, right, for that. And Tevin Jenkins has questions around himself.
Sometimes it feels like the world is moving at hyperspeed and you can't keep up because it's one thing, then another. And don't forget the meeting and the yoga class and the dinner reservation. But then you get into the all-new Nissan Murano. And you feel the breeze from the panoramic moonroof while the massaging seats melt away the tension of the day. And you realize that sometimes the greatest rush is not rushing at all. Shop the all-new Murano at NissanUSA.com. Panoramic moonroof massaging leather-appointed seats are available features.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
As well, right? Both Nate Davis and Tevin Jenkins, even ranking on the list as high as they are, have tons of questions around their future with the Chicago Bears. There was even an article saying that this may be Tevin Jenkins' last year as a Chicago Bear. And listen, I understand where that's coming from, because when it comes down to it, when you hear something that Tevin Jenkins and his people have reached out about a contract extension, but they haven't heard anything from the team, listen, it's enough questions to be around that. And his inability to stay on the field is the biggest factor in that, I feel. If Tevin's healthy, you pay Tevin Jenkins. If he can't stay healthy, he's not going to get paid, at least not a long-term contract. And so it seems like right now, when it comes down to Tevin Jenkins, him re-signing with the Chicago Bears is starting to become down to a very specific scenario for Tevin Jenkins. And when it gets to that, the writing may not be what you hope it's going to be. And so, you know, talking about him reaching out for the contract situation, him saying nothing's on the table right now. So it comes down to, listen, if Tevin Jenkins plays poorly, he's not going to be. If he plays good, he still may not be here because of the health aspect of all those things. So it comes down again to Ryan Poles seeing the value, right? I always talk about that. It's the value and the number that he sees you in with your production. Those things overlap, and that's where he comes up with the number he feel comfortable in re-signing you in. And it's a very narrow margin, if we're just being honest with Tevin Jenkins, because, and I'm not saying it's on him, but if he can't stay healthy, he's not going to be back here. And I think the writing is starting to be on the wall for that for Tevin Jenkins. And we'll see what it comes down to, because when he's on the football field, he's everything you want him to be. He just got to be on the field more. And then you get to the Nate Davis aspect of it. Nate Davis ranking in at 26th on the list. And while he got that 3-year, $30 million contract with the Chicago Bears, it comes down to him as well returning back to being healthy and what he did, what he showed when he was with the Tennessee Titans. That's it. Davis is also a player that has been pretty injury prone over the course of his career. He was played only 11 games his first season with us, of course, as most people know. And it's one of those things where Nate Davis could lose a starting role, which we'll get into for a second, right? And then when you look at what the performance on the field for Nate Davis, In 2023, he earned a 52.9 Pro Football Focus overall grade. Now, these aren't the end-all, be-all, but it is, for what it's worth, the second lowest mark of his NFL career. That's it. He was, before that, he was a really good, earning a 71.8 run blocking grade from 2020 to 2022. He has been solid. So overall, Nate Davis is going to have to be solid. He's going to have to play well, and he's going to have to do that if he wants to maintain the starter, because reportedly, it looks like they actually may be moving some things around, whereas Ryan Bates was once looked at to be in battle for that starting center position. So far in practice, they moved him to guard, and they've moved in Matt Pryor to get chances at the center and at the guard position as well. At the end of the day, it seems like this Chicago Bears coaching staff, rightfully so, this is not a problem at all, is starting to look at combinations that don't include Nate Davis being starting, because you want that continuity. So right now, even it's been reported that the best combination so far that they found as far as the starting offensive linemen is Braxton Jones, Tevin Jenkins, Coleman Shelton, Ryan Bates, and Darnell Wright. That's what right now seems to be the most trusted combination by Shane Waldron and that offensive coaching staff. And if that ends up being the case, not to say that Nate Davis isn't going to still play a big role, you're paying him $10 million, but you start raising some questions when it comes down to that. If he does get passed up, Nate Davis could be a cut candidate next offseason. I don't know if they do anything with that this season. Maybe they even look to trade him. I don't know, but I would not be surprised at all if Nate Davis ends up, just because of his inability to stay in that starting lineup or stay healthy, ends up not being that starting guard for the Bears. So while it's good that the Bears were one of only, I think, 10 teams to have both their guards rank in the top 32 guard list, we have a situation where it's a question, how much are these guards going to actually be on the field for the Chicago Bears? And that is not a place that you want to be in right now. You don't want to be in that. And so, hey, the Bears got to figure out the best things for them. I don't want to take away from that. You got to figure out what's going to be best for your team, what's going to be best for your rookie quarterback. These are all things that the coaching staff have to worry about first before they worry about any vanity or a player being upset that they're going to be benched or anything like that. You got to bring it. And so, hey, at the end of the day, we got to see what that's going to be. And I'm glad that they got ranked in the top 32 for what it's worth, but it don't mean shit if you're not on the football field. And that's what it could have come down to. Lastly, before I go, I want to talk about the DJ Moore contract situation, because people have raised questions with the market resetting, how dangerous this is going to be. We've heard before that the Bears may look to extend DJ Moore early on. Well, according to the Chicago Tribune, we got an update on that. It says this: the topic has surely been broached by Moore and the team, but by this point, there's no rush to get a new deal done. File this away for late in training camp or perhaps early in the regular season, but Pohl probably believes he needs to address Moore's situation before considering any other contractual issues with veteran players. So while it seems like they're not close to breaking anything with DJ Moore's contract, it still seems like Ryan Pohl understands that he wants to get DJ Moore locked in before anything else, when it comes down to any other veteran contract extension. That includes Khalil Herbert, right? That includes Tevin Jenkins. And so getting the DJ Moore contract extension done, I think, does a couple of things. A, it locks in the guy who's been your number one wide receiver. It also is going to lock in somebody who's going to be here with Romo Dunze going forth into the future, because we don't know what the future is going to hold for Keenan Allen. It also lets you know kind of early on what your expected spending power is going to be in next year's free agency, because you got to get it done. And so the Bears still do view DJ Moore as part of their future, a huge part of their future at the wide receiver position. So they're still going to be motivated to get the deal done, but it's questions on what the deal is going to fall into. And right now, it looks like when you look at the market right now, it's going to probably be between $28 and $30 million per year for DJ Moore, especially if they don't get him locked in before the start of the season and DJ Moore has another huge season for the Bears. It could even get higher than that. But having your new rookie quarterback in Caleb Williams, having your young rookie wide receiver that's going to be in a rookie scale deal for the next handful of years, getting DJ Moore locked up should be a priority for the Chicago Bears. The bigger question is will they be able to get it done? Seems like both sides are motivated. They kind of table it because they understand other things need to be focused on right now, which is fair, right? And that's a good level-headed view to have on it. But overarchingly, you want to get this deal done with DJ Moore. And DJ Moore needs to be motivated to get it done as well, because listen, I don't wish injury on nobody, But we understand that in the NFL, in professional sports, you're only one injury away from a big money deal being taken away from you. So as of right now, where it does sound like both sides have expressed interest in a new deal, that there may be some money concerns as far as them being far apart on money. But it seems like, listen, it comes down to it. Ryan Poles wants to bring DJ Moore back. And it's not like DJ Moore is in a situation where he has to prove it. DJ Moore proved everything last year. This isn't like the Jalen Johnson situation where Ryan Poles wanted to see if Jalen was going to prove something. It doesn't seem to be that. You want to keep veterans around, especially if the Bears do hit it off this season and start winning games. You want to be able to lock DJ Moore in. And so the Bears are going to have to really try to figure out what that's going to look like for them. And hopefully they're able to get something done. If they're able to lock DJ Moore up to an extension before the start of the season, that does nothing but help the Bears in every single way possible. There's nothing, no hurt in getting DJ Moore locked in, much like with Cole Kmet last year. So I'm not here to say that for sure something's going to happen. When you look at DJ Moore getting paid $16.5 million, getting up to $28, $30 million is going to be a considerable raise for him as well. But keep in mind, they also have another controlled year of DJ Moore. Actually, he's making $14.5 million next year. So they still have him locked up to a contract extension, contract in 2025. But if you can get this done and not have to worry about it and just know that you have that wide receiver core in Rome and DJ Moore locked in, maybe you try to find, maybe you're still looking at Tyler Scott or something like that in third, or maybe, just maybe, Keenan Allen has a great season for you, and then maybe the Bears feel more comfortable about paying that. But ultimately, getting DJ Moore re-signed here is a big priority, it seems like, for the front office. And we know one thing. When Ryan Poles has something as a priority on his board, typically it gets done. But we'll see what it comes with that. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think is too much to pay for DJ Moore? Or do you think, because of what he's shown already in his 1 year here and the chemistry that it already seems like he does have with Caleb Williams, is there no such thing as too much for DJ Moore? Let me know what you guys think on all that down below. Make sure you guys are following the show at Shy Bear Central. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns. ChicagoBearsCentral@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-242-9336. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bears related. That's thanks to you guys. And like I like to end every episode on, Chi-Town up, but Bear down. Love you guys. Peace, y'all.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 3 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.